Good morning, everybody. It's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. The devotion this morning is titled Put It Down in Front of God. And today's date is the 5th of June, 2023. Today, I want to tell you a story of a man who was named Hezekiah, and he reigned in Judah for 29 years. He became the king of Judah at the age of 25, and it says that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. He removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars. He cut down the wooden images and broke into pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, it tells us that the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehushtan. Remember, 2 weeks ago, I spoke about the connection between the kings that did evil in the sight of the Lord through committing idolatry, and how their wayward ways were as a direct result of not reading the word of God. It goes on to say in 2 Kings 18 verse 5, that he trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor who went before him. For he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept his commandments which the Lord had commanded Moses. The Lord was with him, and he prospered wherever he went. But the most beautiful part of the story, though, is found in 2 Kings 19, verse 16. And before I go there, I just want to give you some context. There was a king named Sennacherib at that time, and he was the king of Assyria. And he had come up against all the fortified cities of Judah, and he took them. And he also boasted against the Lord, saying that they mustn't. He used to speak to the people of the land and say that they mustn't let Hezekiah make them trust in the Lord. He also used to taunt them, and he tells the people to surrender to him rather than to Hezekiah. So he actually mocks God. He also sends a number of people to tell Hezekiah that he cannot prevail against Assyria. And there's a lot of correspondence that goes between him, so the king of Assyria, and messengers via to Hezekiah. But look at what Hezekiah does. In 2 Kings 19, verse 14, it reads, "And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And then Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, 'O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God.'" And although there's so much that we can glean from the story, I want to highlight a couple of things to you. The first is that Hezekiah went straight to God when he got the letter from the Assyrian king, and he inquired of him. It reminds me of the story of David in Ziklag, and I think we covered this in one of our devotionals a while ago. But you remember when the Amalekites came against them and invaded and plundered the entire camp and took all their women and children? In 1 Samuel 30, we find that story, but it says even his men wanted to stone him. But at that point, it says David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. And when we read a little bit further on, we see how he did that. In verse 8, it says, "So David inquired of the Lord." And there's many examples in the Old Testament where people actually went and inquired of the Lord. David did it very, very often. But we look at Joshua, Moses, Jehoshaphat, and Joseph. But for me, seeing how Hezekiah takes that physical, tangible letter and lays it before God in praise was just such a beautiful thing. I just see how we today can physically lay all of our plans before God, and I mean literally, and inquire of him. Because he is Lord, he is Almighty, and he can give us the best advice. As you know, I have a very big project that I'm busy with, and it's amazing what God has shown me when I actually take those physical plans, the building plans, and lay them before him. There's things that he showed me that I've missed. He's given me new and creative ideas, and he's even shown me better ways of doing things. I haven't done it for a while, but I've realized today that I need to go back and do that regularly. And I believe that today it will work with anything that you are dealing with. Mine were physical building plans, But perhaps yours is a legal document. Maybe somebody's coming up against you. I was watching Carte Blanche last night. The farmers have got all these things where they're suing them. Take those physical documents and lay them before the Lord. Maybe it's a financial thing. Maybe there's some fraud that's happened, or maybe it's literally just your financial statement, your bank statement. What about a tender or something that you're hopeful of, something that you've submitted, a contract? Or what about a troublesome WhatsApp or even an email? But before I go, I just want to point out to you that we are so much luckier now under the new covenant. We can hear directly from God through the Holy Spirit. In Hezekiah's case, he had to wait for word from God, and he had to wait for it via Isaiah, who was the prophet. So Isaiah comes back later. Picture this. Hezekiah takes the plans. He lays them before God. He prays to God. And then Isaiah, who is a prophet and a man of God, comes to him at a later stage and actually gives him the answer. He tells him that he can, in actual fact, go against the king of Assyria because he will defeat him. But we, through the cross and through Jesus dying for us, he reconciled us with God, the Father. And then he gifted us with the Holy Spirit. So when we're born again, the Holy Spirit lives within us. And so we can hear directly from God through the Holy Spirit. So the moment we pray, we are able to get the answers that we need for anything in which we need leading and guidance. But the secret is that we actually have to inquire of him. We have to lay down those plans before him. But isn't it wonderful that we can do that today? In Proverbs 3 verse 5, it says that we need to trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not on our own understanding. It says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I wonder sometimes why why we still choose to battle along on our own. Not just with our big decisions or our business plans, but in every area of our lives, when we have access to Almighty God, who has limited knowledge and power. So this week I challenge you to take your plans and literally spread them out before the Lord and see what he can do for you and through you, if you would just put your trust in him and make him your first port of call. I hope you have a blessed week, and I will speak to you again soon. Lots of love.